You're listening to the TJSideways.com podcast, brought to you by All-Star Performance, Bailey's Racing Engine, Engine Pro, Maxim Chassis, MCS Auction, Must See Racing, Oschwicken Speedway, Poncho's Racing Product, Blade Shock Technology.
Thank you, Beth. We're back with another edition of the TJSideways.com podcast. Tonight, sitting down with a driver we had on the TJ Sideways live show earlier this year, Tony Bieber, who is now your 2013 Buckeye Outlaw Sprint Series champion. Tony, thank you for taking time out to join us.
Oh, thank you for having us on the show. It's a great pleasure.
And second time this year, and I joked with you online that you really didn't have to win it in that spectacular of a style. For those that don't know, Tony crashed. He didn't just crash. I mean, he really crashed in hot laps and then went on to win the championship. So let's go through the night. First of all, what happened in hot laps?
We're fairly convinced that the right rear arm broke, coming off of two, because it happened in a really weird spot of the racetrack where it shouldn't have happened, and it happened all of a sudden and real fast, and it just went for one nasty ride. I mean, at one point I thought it was over, and I thought, oh, that wasn't too bad. Then it hit about four or five more times, and when we landed, I wasn't even convinced I was even going to be able to get in the other car to try and, finish off the championship. So it was a tough start.
I was going to say, that was a hard ride. I didn't even realize how bad the car was until you tweeted out the photos of the cage bent down and everything. And it's a good thing that you and your dad build a good piece, because that was an awfully hard hit. How long did it take you to get your bearings again to go, okay, I'm going to be good to go to get in the race car again?
It took quite a while. I mean, let's say it was a really hard hit. Yeah, the car's basically junk. I mean, we're hoping the motor's okay, and if that's okay, we can save the seat and maybe the steering, and that's going to be about it. That's one of those crashes when they say, bring the steering wheel back with you. That's about all that's left. When I first got out of the car, I wasn't real sure. Walking back to the trailer, everything started to come back, and I got back and sat down at the trailer, and Aaron Fry was over there saying, hey, man, are you going to jump in your dad's car? And I said, yeah, that's probably going to be the case. But even at that point, I was like, man, I don't know. But it all come back pretty soon. And about 10 or 15 minutes, I knew we'd be okay.
And you went out in the heat race, started scratch with your dad's car. How long did it take you to get your get a feel for that car again? Because even though the cars are pretty close, probably, each one has their little nuances. So how different was it to drive that car?
It definitely was different. It took me about, I'd say, three or four laps to get where I was comfortable enough to really start pushing it, because the cockpit just, his comfort of feel on where the steering wheel is and everything like that, it was very different from where mine was. And when we came in from the heat race, we had to make some adjustments on the steering, getting it laid back for me and getting me closer to the wheel and get where I was a lot more comfortable and getting confidence back in the race car and stuff, because I hadn't driven that car ever. And, but Dad, thank God Dad was in that car for all year and understood exactly what it needed, because when he asked me, hey, what's this thing need for the B main, I told him what it needed, and he knew exactly what changes to make, and when we went out for the B main, the car was about flawless.
And you went out, and you, in the B main, was it actually maybe a little bit helpful to be in the B main in that situation, get a few more laps in it?
I mean, in hindsight, yeah, it's always, more laps as long as you don't mess around and miss the show. The B main did work out good, because we were able to make a few more changes for the feature and get it even better. And I think we kept up with the track pretty decent. And, of course, in the feature, then we knew who we were racing for the title. And not that we weren't there to run as good as we could, but there was a pack of cars we got through. And once we got through those cars, when it was nonstop and there was nobody right in front of the LC to pass, you kind of went into a race mode where you just didn't do anything stupid then. So, I mean, we probably could have pushed a little bit harder at that point, but we also had the big picture in mind. And after everything we'd overcome, from hot laps on out, we didn't want to stuff this one in the fence and wad it up. So we kind of settled for what we got, and it turned out to be, we were in the right spot to clinch it. So.
And were you expecting 53 cars at Eldora on Saturday?
No, not 53. I mean, I knew there was going to be some out-of-towners, and we knew that there'd be a good turnout. I mean, I think when everybody was talking, we were talking maybe low 40s, maybe 40, that was here. But when it rounded out 50-some cars, it was like, wow. And then, after hot laps, and we're sitting there starting to scratch the heat race, I mean, even without adversity, that's going to be a tough show to make. And at one point, I mean, it would have been very, very easy for us to say, this is not going to happen. And we kind of you know, we kind of all, you know, had that in the back of our mind that said, you know, this is going to be really tough, but, you know, my guys wouldn't give up. My dad didn't give up. Everybody was making such an effort. I mean, there was a group of people around us that, hey, whatever we need. Even Brandon Spithollers, who ran second, he'd come down and say, hey, my wing car blew up. If you need anything off of it, you come down and get it. I mean, everybody wanted us to race for it. Everybody didn't want it to end that way, and we sure weren't going to let it end that way. So we made sure we fought for it.
And what does this championship mean for you personally?
It means quite a bit. You know, leading up to this week, you know, we had talked to some other people and done a couple of interviews, and I said it could be setting up to be if not the biggest night of my career, one of them, because this is a championship that's a traveling series, not just a track championship. Nothing against, you know, what we've accomplished before, but, you know, with the Lawrenceburg championship, people kind of labeled us a one-hit wonder. You know, we were good at one racetrack and that was it. Well, to travel and do, you know, a different series deal, you know, you've proven that you're better at different venues, not just one racetrack. And so, I mean, a series championship, something you had to travel and work for, and the way our family did it together, it definitely means a lot. It definitely ranks right up there with, if not the biggest accomplishment, one of them.
That's pretty neat. And you'd mentioned you were at Eldora about, you know, 36 hours early or something, you know, when you first went online. And you joked that you never imagined it would go like that. So afterwards, now you've had about 24 hours to digest it and probably are not quite as sore as you were on Sunday. But when you look back on it, you know, what do you think?
Wow. I mean, it's just wow. I mean, like I said, very proud of everybody involved in this deal, because nobody gave up when it would have been very easily to have an excuse and just say, oh, we had a bad day and we crashed, that's why we lost it. But just wow. I mean, like I said, I ran this thing through my head 100 different ways on how it was going to play out, how we could win it, how we could lose it, you know, what we needed to avoid. And never did it once cross my mind we were going to junk a car on hot laps and have to get in a spare car and race our butt off through 53 cars to try and compete for it. So, I mean, that's just, you know, at one point I tried to talk myself into, you know what, what's going to happen is going to happen. You got to let it go, because, you know, you can only respond to what you're going to do at the racetrack. And, yeah, something totally different than I expected was thrown at us, and our team, you know, rallied real well, and just proud of everybody involved.
Do you think Saturday was a culmination of kind of like the big coming out party maybe for the Boss Series? I mean, that has to be a highlight for that series to be able to pull 53 cars even for a year-end event, but it seems like whatever they're doing over there is working.
The Boss Series is growing, and it is working. I mean, Aaron Fry does a great job with that series. I mean, he had some adversity Saturday at the races, but, you know, he handled it the best way he could. He's the series is growing on him. And he's, you know, accepting the challenge, and he's racer friendly. I've always said it's a no BS series, and it's the competition is growing, and it's a good traveling series for somebody that has to work. I mean, and it, you know, it's an affordable series of race. The pay can keep you coming back. I mean, it's just he's wanting to make it bigger and better and things, and he's watching how fast it grows. And man, it's just, you know, I think even he was surprised that there was that many cars and the way the program was ran. I mean, everything went so fast. I mean, it's definitely growing and becoming better and better with every race.
And with that, do you think one of the hallmarks of that series is the rule book is pretty thin? There aren't many regulations as far as tires, parts you can use, even a weight rule. Do you think that plays into the favor of that series?
I do, because it doesn't discourage people from coming to the series. And now, like, there's been a few USAC races we didn't go to because I'm not going to go buy tires to go run one race. Or, you know, they have certain things that, you know, you may not like about it. And the Boss Series is pretty open for people to just show up and race. And that's pretty important. I mean, that, you know, a lot of guys that, you know, are taking the wings off for the first time, they just show up and go race. And he's friendly. I mean, the whole atmosphere is great. And it's, you know, you feel welcome racing with this series. You don't feel like you're coming in and you know, having to worry about this and that and all that. You know, it really is easy to go race this series. And so that definitely is a feather in his cap. And the no tire rule, I mean, that's just, that's the biggest one right there. I mean, it doesn't discourage anybody from staying away.
Well, Tony, we've had you on the show earlier this year, and we talked about, you know, what would happen if this occurred, if you were able to pull this off and you managed to do it. So we want to offer our congratulations, and maybe you can repeat next year, but you don't have to do it with so much style.
thank you. Yeah, that definitely wasn't the way we drew it up, but... like I said, our team responded well, and that just makes me more proud than anything.
And I'm sure you have some people to thank as well.
Oh, I got to thank my mom and dad, first of all. I mean, they have supported me my whole life with this racing deal. And for dad, I mean, the second car, it started out as a spare car, but it quickly turned into his race car for him to run all year. And it was always back of our mind that it was going to be, you know, a spare if we needed it. But I got to thank him for, you know, as soon as he came in from hot laps, he says, it's yours. It's fast enough to go do it. And he took right off and let me have it. Our crew guy, Joel Byrol, he's been helping me out for 5 years. The kid drives all over with us. You know, I mean, he shows up at the races, even if it's 5 hours from his place, he'll drive his own truck right there. And I don't offer him anything more than a pit pass. And he's been nothing but dedicated. It's great. I got to thank Alan Toth. He was back with us in 06 when we won the championship, and he's still supporting us. Ken King come on board this year with the Muscle Car Collectibles. It's just been a wonderful year.
Well, Tony, congratulations on a great season, and hopefully we'll get to do that again next year and talk about this.
All right, yeah, you never know. We got to rebuild a new race car for next year and see what we can come up with, and that's our plans right now.
All right, thank you, Tony.
All right, thank you.
Thank you for listening to the TJ Slideways podcast.